The Haines Planning Commission recently voted to endorse pursuing a Safe Street grant. The federal program provides funds for municipalities to address their safety needs and construct safety features on roadways. Safe Streets and Roads for All, or SS4A, is a program of the U.S. Department of Transportation that offers grants to regional, local, and tribal initiatives that increase road safety. The federal program will disburse $5 billion in the next 5 years. The Haines Borough is considering applying for some funding. Ed Coughlin is the borough's Director of Public Facilities.
Just try to determine what problems really exist within our town. We don't really know right now.
The Haines Borough has contracted the engineering firm ProHaines to write a grant for a safety plan. ProHaines engineer Garrett Gladjoe says he will recommend the borough apply for $100,000 to $250,000 in funding for the creation of the safety plan.
A big reason why you have to have a plan is so the program does pay for actual implementation, like safety improvements, physical work, but it cannot pay for things that aren't identified in a current safety plan. And because the borough doesn't have a current safety plan, we can't apply for implementation money. So the plan has to come first.
The DOT website says the program could fund things such as improved signage and crosswalks, widening of roadways and sidewalks. Coughlin says no areas have been specifically identified yet, but he has some ideas.
We have a lot of pedestrian traffic whenever we get a big cruise ship come in, and so an area might be considered safe under normal conditions, but when you have, you know, 1,000 visitors in town, maybe it's not safe.
One intersection also comes to mind.
This intersection of Haines Highway and Main Street on the east end of town, the Y, it just seems to us that that's a potential place for accidents. A lot of times people don't necessarily understand that going straight, you're supposed to stop.
When asked if that might mean Haines would get its first streetlight, Coughlin smiled and said, "No, I'm not saying that." For KHNS, I'm Alan DePremenil. The DOT website says the program could fund things such as improved signage and crosswalks, widening of roadways and sidewalks.